TKPN! Patching Cast episode 241. A happy Miss USA to everybody. Today on the Pageant Cast, we have Chelsea Cooley, Miss USA 2005.
Welcome to the Pageant Cast, your home for beauty pageant news and interviews on the internet.
Hi, I'm Stephanie Doffenbaugh, Ms. Illinois Galaxy 2009, and you are listening to The Pageant Cast, the internet's first podcast about beauty pageants. Here's your host, Tim Crutchman.
You're listening to The Pageant Cast. So glad that you are. Thanks for the great introduction, Stephanie. Stephanie, of course, is no longer Stephanie Doffenbaugh. She is now Mrs. Michael Piller. So congratulations to her. Beautiful wedding. You'll hear more about that later on in today's show. Hey, the big news, new Miss USA crowned Sunday night on NBC, Rima Fakih. Rima Fakih is our brand new from Michigan, and a lot of people, I thought she was gorgeous, but after the final question, where she started saying, "Hi, Mom," and all that sort of thing, I thought, I'm not sure. And she almost tripped earlier on. So there is something magical in that Miss Universe, Miss USA pageant world about almost falling over. I'm a little bit concerned that people are going to start tripping each other just for good luck around the Miss USA pageant system. A beautiful young lady. She'll do a great job as our next Miss USA. We're going to have a pageant rundown a little bit later in the program. Today on the show, we have Chelsea Cooley. She's Miss USA 2005. She looks back at her year when she was Miss USA and tells us about Standout Productions, her current project that she's involved in. Let's not slow things down. Let's get things started today on the Pageant Cast.
TKPNPodcast.com.
Now it's time to go to the amazing Atron. We visit pageantry websites and blogs and count the word amazing.
It's time now to go way up north to Alaska with Gianna Simons. She's Mrs. Alaska International, and her blog is named Every Soldier is Someone's Neighbor. Let's count off those amazings at GiannaSimmons.blogspot.com.
Now, let's get the results.
Amazing. 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 Amazing.
Eight amazings for Gianna Simons, Mrs. Alaska International. Every soldier is someone's neighbor.
If you would like to be the voice of the amazing Atron, record your voice saying the word amazing and send it to us at pageantcast@gmail.com.
Today's amazing was brought to you by Abby Luther, Miss Teen Illinois Galaxy 2010.
Hi, I'm Miss America 2010, Caressa Cameron. Like you and everyone living in America, I'm a part of the people, as in we the people. We all count in the 2010 census. 10 questions, 10 minutes. Thanks, people.
It's time for another great interview on the TKPN Podcasting Network.
You're listening to the Pageant Cast, and we have a very special guest on the program with us tonight, Chelsea Cooley, Miss USA 2005. Hello, Chelsea.
Hi, Tim.
Well, it's great to get a chance to call you tonight. Miss USA, as we record this, Miss USA has not yet occurred, but by the time we play this, there will be a new Miss USA. Do you want to make any predictions or want to stay away from that?
Oh my gosh. We actually had 27 title holders come to our retreat in January. So if I can put my vote in for all 27 of them,
all 27?
Yeah, I'm putting my money on them.
That would be an unprecedented 27-way tie, and I believe that would be a first.
I know. Hey, I'm all for it because they're incredible girls. They've worked so hard for this moment. I mean, they look incredible. They're feeling great. We've been in touch with them the whole time that they've been out in Vegas. And I am literally on pins and needles to wait to see what happens on Sunday.
Now, of course, I do have to mention there's been a lot of talk in the media about the photos that have been taken. Let's get that out of the way. Fadil had obviously more sexy photos than he's had in the past. Do you think this is influencing the pageant positively, negatively, or is this just part of the evolution of the Miss USA pageant?
I think there's always going to be negativity that surrounds pageants in general. It doesn't leave you when you become Miss USA. There's always a certain stereotype that follows us and women in pageantry. So first off, that's always going to be there, and you're always going to be fighting to prove that pageants are relevant and that we're strong, intelligent, beautiful women, and that we have all of that wrapped into one package. So, you know, whether pictures like this come up or not, whether there's title holders that have, you know, scandalous behavior, whether people get fired from their positions, we always have something that we have to kind of prove in this. And so I don't think that, you know, issues like these photos add fuel to the fire. I think it's always there. At least in my experience of being Miss USA, people always have a misconception of what women in pageants are all about.
I'll tell you the part that I've found most interesting is it seems that the biggest critics out there are pageant participants themselves, and if folks, we all know that the Miss America, Miss USA system are never going to agree on anything, so folks that are involved in one or the other are obviously combating. I don't even count those, but it seems like there's a lot of pageant participants ripping it up. But I'll tell you something, by living in the private sector, I work out there in the non-pageant world, and I can tell you this week, a lot of people have asked me who my picks were at Miss USA, and they all know I'm involved in pageants. Before Miss America, nobody asked me who my picks were, and a full week after Miss America, nobody asked me my thoughts on the pageant. So it went by without anybody even noticing it, and I think these photos, if they do nothing else, a lot of people are interested to see what happens at this year's Miss USA. So if that was the goal, I think they certainly did it.
Now, we don't want to... Oh, go ahead.
I'm sorry. Well, and, you know, that's not 100% a bad thing. I mean, everybody says that any publicity is good publicity, and, you know, you don't want to have it go against certain morals and values and to have the girls feel uncomfortable, which, in my understanding, all the ones we've spoken with actually felt very comfortable with the shoot. But, you know, it's a good thing to have pageants in the news. You know, Miss America program is a wonderful organization that I have watched for years, for as long as I can remember. This is the same with Miss USA, and it's very unfortunate that people aren't talking about Miss America more like they should when that pageant comes around each year. So all in all, whether they're talking about Miss USA or Miss America, I think it still feeds people to be interested in pageants in general.
Absolutely. And I think one of the things people have lost sight of is that these pictures, they may be sexy, but they're not sexual. These aren't things that are going to be going in Playboy magazine anytime or Hustler. They're sexy, sure, but it's certainly not anything unlike you would find in the pages of many high fashion magazines that are out today.
Right. No, I agree. I think they're beautiful. And, you know, I was so impressed because we've known some of these contestants for a long time, some of them for several years, and, you know, where they were when they first started on their journey and where they are now and how they're modeling and how comfortable they are with their bodies and you know, turning their face to the light. You know, all of those little tips that you see Tyra Banks talking about every week on America's Next Top Model, these girls are conquering that, and they're confident, and they feel good, and they feel beautiful, and that's been really nice to see on our end, because we do work with them in such in such a different light than what everybody sees on the outside. So that was really cool to see as well.
Now, you said you're in contact with a lot of the young ladies. Are you out in Las Vegas or are you in North Carolina?
Well, I have to miss it this year. I had a little girl about a month ago, and so she's got me on lockdown in North Carolina right now.
Well,
but,
congratulations.
I'm loving it. So I'm glued to my computer tonight to watch prelims, and then she and I will be glued to the TV on Sunday to see what happens. But I hate that I can't be there because these girls become like family to us with our company Standout, and we just love them so much. So I just would give anything to be able to run up and hug them and tell them good luck. So thankfully, I've been able to do that through lots of text messaging, emails, and phone calls this week.
Well, I tell you, North Carolina has become like a second home to me. I've been traveling to the two Carolinas a couple times a year ever since I got involved in pageants. So it's exciting to get to talk to you. What we're going to do is take a break, and then we're going to talk to you more about Standout Productions, which I think a lot of our listeners are going to be very interested in. So, Chelsea, if you can hold on just a moment, we'll be right back.
Sounds good.
Hello, I'm Serena Ritter, Miss Illinois U.S. International 2009, and I think Tim Kretschmann is the coolest podcaster in the world. Truly, he is, and he's handsome. Wait a minute. Tim, I'm not reading this. I can't do this. I have standards, you know.
Audio.
Hey everybody at Pageant Cast Podcast, this is Christina Hughes, former Miss Connecticut USA, and I'm calling to invite you to check me out on the web at theresolveseries.com. That's theresolve series, series.com. I am currently a series regular on this psychological thriller web series, and I am hoping that you will take a look at episodes 1, 2, and 3. Thanks so much, everybody.
Today, the Pageant Cast is brought to you by GoDaddy.com. Now, GoDaddy.com is the world's largest domain name registrar, and GoDaddy provides a complete product line, including comprehensive hosting solutions, website creation tools, secure SSL certificates, and much, much more. And now you, as a listener of the Pageant Cast, can also save some money by using our custom discount codes at GoDaddy.com. If you type in PAGE8, P-A-G-8, you get 10% off any order not already discounted. PAGE9, P-A-G-9, $5 off, $30 or more on any items not already discounted. Or PAGE10, P-A-G-10, a .com domain name for only $7.49. And if you use discount code PAGE20H1, you actually get 20% off hosting plans. That's right, hosting plans that you can save money on as well. Check out GoDaddy.com today.
The Pageant Cast is a paid affiliate of GoDaddy.
We're your friends are.
Another busy week here for the Pageant Cast. Like to thank Sean in Texas, Joy Wadsworth, for a very, very funny blog post. It was amazing. First time somebody shot back after my Amazingatron. All the folks in Vegas posting pictures and news, including Mike at TexasPageantScene.com, and of course Craig Hurst. Want to thank Jordan Dawkins for her email. Tom Weber and Jennifer Alastrom Nadia with their Facebook stuff. And of course, I want to thank Stephanie Doffenbaugh, well, actually, now it's Michael and Stephanie Pillar, for inviting me to their wedding in Utica, Illinois at the Grand Bear Resort. It was great to see Britton Troffer, Serena Ritter, Nikki Kamke, and Tori Roberts at that wedding as well. It's been a great week, and of course, with Miss USA here, it's going to be a crazy week out there on the Twitter sphere. Bright Red Chords is the name of our PodSafe musical selection from MusicAlley.com. I know you're absolutely going to love it. It's by Loomis and the Lust. Ooh, here's Bright Red Chords.
I put
put the needle in a groove to a song that fits the mood. I watch the record spin around into a wall of sound. Yeah. Right there, chords of death like vinyl. Dancing to the beat, the music is primal. Right there, chords of death like vinyl. Dancing to the beat, the music is primal. It hits my hips before my mind.
Time now for Pageants on Television.
Okay, we're going to do a brief, and brief by my standards, review of the Miss USA pageant. Going to go very quickly through it. Our top 15 was Arkansas, Kansas, Michigan, Wyoming, Pennsylvania, California, Colorado, Tennessee, Oklahoma, Missouri, Alabama, Nebraska, Virginia, Mississippi, and Maine. It got whittled down throughout the evening until we got to the final five. And our fourth runner-up was Miss Maine USA. Third runner-up was Miss Colorado USA. Second runner-up, Miss Virginia USA. First runner-up, Miss Oklahoma USA. Making our new Miss USA 2010, Michigan's Rima Fakih. Now, that's the result. How was the show? First of all, It was kind of interesting that they had Donald Trump as the offstage announcer throughout the evening. That was kind of interesting. Not sure how I felt about it, but it certainly was interesting. Once again, I found myself baffled by the numbers that popped up on the screen during the judging and how results actually came out. I don't get it. I'm going to have to sit down and do some math and figure out how that all worked out. Haven't had the time to do that as of yet. As far as Joan and Melissa Rivers, I'm not sure I really needed to hear Joan talk about the breasts of contestants. There was a lot of ripping on the Miss America pageant system for the guy, and his name is escaping me, but from What Not to Wear, making comments about the girls. Joan just wasn't funny all night long, and it was really a shame. Maybe they could have put Oscar Nunez back there, who I think is funny all the time. The questions tended to be less controversial than they could have been. even the Arizona question about the immigration law in Arizona was put in a way that was non-confrontational as much as possible. So I think they really wanted to back off on that because I think they already had their controversy. It was already there. The controversy of this year was definitely the Fadil pictures this year. They brought them out. I don't know. I think most of the folks watching the TV show that were still watching may not have noticed that it was such a big deal. But that being said, I should also mention that I thought that Curtis and I believe it's Stephanie, the hosts of the evening, were pitch perfect. You didn't even notice they were there. That's what the host of a pageant should be. You should be noticing the girls. And you really did. Beautiful ladies this year. An incredible group. As much as I want to rip on some of the judging, some of the things that happened, some of the scores that I saw came across, I mean, there were a few times where I just was completely nonplussed as to how the judging came out compared to my own, almost like an exact opposite. In swimsuit, there were a lot of numbers where I was like, they put them as one of the top ones, I had them as one of the low ones. You know, you do that, different set of judges, different results, but I was sitting there, I go, you know, honestly, I don't know how you would have gotten through to 15. I know that isn't the same judges panel, but I mean, just to get it down to the 15, because it's such a beautiful group this year, and certainly the top 15, the competition was absolutely fierce. Great pageant, I thought. Nice musical guests. We had a great stage, and the pageant kept moving quickly without seeming hurried. That's one of the problems the Miss America system has in the 2 hours, is it comes off very hurried. Well, next year they may not have that problem. They may be allowed to go as long as they want without any constricting TV contracts to get in their way. So, great show, and looking forward to see how the ratings got for this year's Miss USA. Congratulations again to Rima.
Hi, this is Carmen Tyler with the Carmen Cast and the KT Vocal Studio. Have you ever wanted to learn to sing or improve upon your singing ability, but were too embarrassed to go to a vocal coach or teacher? Well, I offer webcam lessons where you can take voice lessons in the privacy of your own home. And right now, if you let me know that you heard my advertisement on the Pageant Cast, you will get 25% off each lesson when you purchase 2 lessons at one time. That's 2 one-hour lessons for $75. All you need is an internet connection and a good web camera. For more information on me and my studio, simply go to studio.carmentyler.com. That's studio.carmyntyler.com, or leave me a message at 206-337-1578.
You're listening to Pageant Cast, and we are so excited and calling all the way over to North Carolina, new mother and Miss USA 2005, Chelsea Cooley. And also, are you the CEO of Standout Productions? Is that your official title?
I'm the president and co-owner of Standout Productions, and okay. Dr. A.T. Dunn, my business partner, is also the co-owner and CEO.
Okay, got it. So you're president.
Well, yeah. Congratulations.
Now, for those that are uninitiated, and most of the people that listen to Pageant Cast probably do know about it, but what is Standout Productions?
Standout Productions is an image consulting company that we started in 2006, and I met my business partner because he actually used to train myself and Shelly Hennig, who was Miss Teen USA 2004, and from our client-trainer relationship, we built a really good bond. We had a passion for wanting to help people, and at that time, no former Miss USA had really jumped back into the pageant world. Pageant did so much for me and have been a huge part of my life. And it just made sense to give back what I learned. You know, you only get to be Miss USA for a year. So what are you going to do with it afterwards? And there are so many valuable lessons that got me to be hugely successful in pageants. And it just makes sense to give that back to these young women. They put so much on the line each year, competing in whatever system, on whatever level. And I love pageants, and it's so much fun to be able to share what I've learned along the way.
Now, I think you're just about the exact amount of years away from your past Miss USA experience, and of course, you've been judging all over the place. In fact, I saw you from across the auditorium at Miss Wisconsin USA pageant a couple of years back. You're the right amount of time away where it didn't happen yesterday, but you've had some time to think about it. What do you think it was about you that gave you that little special something that the judges saw? What made you stand out?
You know, at that point in my life, I knew what I wanted. I'm a very driven person, and when I want to go after something, there's really nothing that will cause me to break my focus on that. But aside from that, I had such a good sense of self. I knew who I was at that point in my life. I knew what I wanted, and I knew the steps I needed to take to get there, to be successful with that. Miss USA had been a dream of mine, and I had watched, you know, any and all pageant that came on TV ever since I was a little girl, and now I was getting the opportunity to do it. I mean, you really can't put a value on that. And so I just, in being myself and being 100% real, it gave me the confidence that it didn't matter what anybody else looked like or what they showed up with. You know, all of the girls each year are incredibly beautiful, and they have great bodies, and they have killer wardrobes, and that's awesome, and it should totally be like that. But if you're not comfortable with who you are and what you bring to the table, then it really doesn't matter how much time and money you put into it. So I know that was definitely the defining factor for me, because when it all came down to it, I didn't care if people were buzzing about North Carolina. I didn't care, you know, if my gown didn't have as many sparkles as everybody else's. I was just okay with me. And that gave me the confidence I needed to just do my thing. And it worked.
Now, that worked at Miss USA. While you were competing at Miss USA, was it even in the back of your head that if I win this thing, I may be going to Miss Universe? Or is it something that you recognized a week later and went, uh-oh, I have another pageant coming up?
No, I mean, I could visualize all of it. I mean, it was just, I just saw myself going to New York after, you know, after being in Baltimore, which is where we had our pageant, and moving in, you know, to Trump Place. And Scott Gerson was our choreographer at the time, and he was, you know, talk about in rehearsals about going to Thailand and how you got to step it up and you want to, you know, already be like a Miss USA because you're going to have to compete against the Latin girls. And he was already having that type of verbiage with us in rehearsals. And as he would say those things, I mean, I could just totally picture it. And I'm like, oh, man, that would be so awesome. So I kind of already had those thoughts in my mind, but it definitely does not sink in until you win and you move in and you're like, oh, wow, I have 3 weeks until I go to Thailand for a month to compete for Miss Universe, only the biggest pageant ever. So it definitely gets a little stressful then.
So
from that entire year, what was the highlight? Was it Miss Universe or was it something else?
You know, the human interaction that you get to have as a national title holder is almost indescribable. You meet people from, you know, A-list celebrities to, you know, children at St. Jude's to troops with the USO, you know, events that you do. And that in itself is so special because that interaction, how people view you as a Miss USA and what you can bring to them and then what you end up taking away in your heart afterwards, if you can bottle all of that up and sell that, then you're a lucky person. I mean, that is the most incredible thing. And so there isn't one experience that highlights all of it. It is the entire year. And that human connection with people that is so precious that I'm so thankful that I got to experience.
That's fantastic. Hey, we're almost out of time. I do want to ask you again, if somebody is interested in participating with Standout Productions, getting those great emails that you send out so often, or taking part in those seminars or something, What's the best way for them to contact you with Standout Productions?
Well, first, they can definitely check out our website. It's www.standoutproductions.net. Or they can email me directly at info@standoutproductions.net. We have a lot of exciting events coming up. We do international model searches. We have a huge health product that we're getting ready to debut with a major, major celebrity. We're at seminars all over the country, and it's just a really exciting time right now, so we definitely would love to have more people join us for that ride.
A major celebrity. Aren't you enough?
Well, this is a really exciting one. We have a big weight loss product that we're debuting with American Idol winner Ruben Studdard later this summer. We've done a few concert series with him, and he's just an incredible person to work with. We've been with him for the past year, and it's really exciting, so I can't wait to update you on that.
Fantastic. Well, thanks so much for taking the time tonight. I know you're getting ready for prelims. So am I, and I can't wait to see how everything goes down. And good luck on that 27-way tie that you're hoping for.
Thank you. My fingers will be crossed.
Thank you. That's Chelsea Cooley, Miss USA 2005, here on the Pageant Cast. Thanks, Chelsea.
Thanks, Tim.
We're sorry. Your call cannot be completed as dialed.
We want you to be a part of the show.
How can you be a part of the show?
It's really easy. Just call 414-517-4908. That's 414-517-4908.
Leave us a short message and we'll play it right here on the Pageant Cast.
Be a part of the show.
Be a part of the show today.
Be a part of the show, the Pageant Cast.
Be heard from coast to coast and across the world here on the Pageant Cast.
Please leave your message after the tone. Press any key to end.
Now, let's enter the Pageant Cast News Desk. The stories you hear can be read in their entirety at news.pageantcast.com.
Deborah Mora Lyra, a 20-year-old student of journalism from Divinópolis, Minas Gerais, was crowned Miss Brazil 2010 during the pageant held on May 8th in Sao Paulo. Deborah, a professional model, stands 1.8 meters in height and will compete at the Miss Universe 2010 beauty pageant. It is with a heavy heart that we announce the untimely and sudden passing of Robert Towle, a beloved and dedicated volunteer within the Miss Maine Scholarship Organization and part of Miss America. Robert gave nearly 30 years of service and love to the Miss Maine pageant, and he will be sorely missed. At Miss USA, Miss Virginia USA is Samantha Casey. She was Beauties of America teen back in 2004. Best of luck to you, Samantha. Well, of course, the big news this week, and you hear us talking about it with Chelsea Cooley in our interview today as well, was the waking up in Las Vegas photos. Are they risque? Maybe. Are they sexy? Definitely. But are they sexual is my question, and I don't feel that they are. They're very much of what you would see in a magazine spread today. However, there has been quite a bit of uproar over them just the same. And I know I have personally run into people on both sides of this argument. The one thing I can say, and I've been saying this, is people have actually asked me about the Miss USA pageant. They haven't been asking me about the Miss America pageant for quite a few years. And that's because the Miss USA pageant finds ways to get in the news. Now, there was an interesting back and forth on Fox and Friends when former Miss America Gretchen Carlson squared off against former Miss USA Shandi Finnessy, and I think the shot of the fight, and it went back and forth, and Shandi Finnessy, I thought, put it very well at the end. She says, well, I think that's what keeps
Miss USA very relevant. We're on NBC. Unfortunately, Miss America, who hasn't been able to stay with the times, have lost their ratings and lost their advertisement. They no longer have a network they're even on. Now, Gretchen Carlson at that point says, well, we'll see about that or something like that under her breath. That's what I hear. I have not seen a tape on it. Quite frankly, if there really is something in the work, are you kidding me? You didn't announce it this week during Miss USA week? Are you crazy? Why would you not do that? This is when people are actually interested in pageants. Watch, it'll be in the middle of the summer when everybody is thinking about other things, and that's when they'll shout into the cave and wonder why there's no echo. Just a shame. Anyway, this keeps going round and round. Let us know what you think. Send us an email at pageantcast@gmail.com. Am I full of it? Let me know. I'd love to read those emails on the air and see what other folks in the pageant community have to say about the Waking Up in Las Vegas pictures.
PageantCast.
Well, that's it. That's it for our special after the Miss USA pageant program. Very glad that you could join us. And special thanks to Miss USA 2005 Chelsea Cooley for being a part of today's festivities. And a special thanks to our Podsafe musical artists for bringing us the great music as well. I'm going to cut this short so that we can move on and hope that you all join us again next week here on the Pageant Cast. And until then, Tierra Dreams.
You've been listening to a TKPN production.